Hey everyone, as you know, I debunk pseudoscience and charlatans of all varieties. But apparently, I am also a stupid toxic jerkface who actually is just a meanie mean pants that is mean to everybody for no reason. At least that's what certain portions of the internet say, and the internet is always right. Or is it? Let's dig a little deeper. To be upfront with the purpose of this video, yes, I am going to mock the crap out of snowflakes who whine about how mean I am when exposing disgusting charlatans who profit off of lies that kill people. Those people are idiots, and they deserve nothing but mockery until the end of time. But there is a broader narrative here that makes this video worth sharing with you, and that is the epidemic of reality denial that plagues human civilization at this current time, which my detractors so very clearly exemplify. So, yes, we are going to make fun of trolls quite a lot in this video. We will examine comment threads where they troll their troll faces off and analyze the psychology behind their absolutely disgraceful and pathetic behavior. But all of this will be contextualized against a backdrop of the normalization and institutionalization of pseudoscience, the postmodern media landscape that scoffs at the concept of absolute truth in order to supplant objective reality, and the very grave and ongoing injustice occurring at every tier of modern society. In other words, this will be very meaty social commentary interspersed with making fun of worthless trolls. Sound fun? It will be. Let's get started. Now, to bring you into my weird world of dealing with hundreds of trolls on a daily basis will be a delicate endeavor. It is very difficult to convey to you just how much trolling and how much hate I get. The majority of it is just useless idiots spewing vitriol and anger in the comment section of videos they didn't watch, and it's transparently unsubstantive coping. Calling me a NASA shill, or a pharma shill, or a Jew, which I'm not, or calling me ugly, or fat, or whatever other blatant troll behavior. Some of them even make little videos whining about how much they hate me, like this guy.
So, Professor Dave Explains is an anti-intellect, the anti-intellectual cult leader who is a massive fucking hypocrite. He's just an idiot. He's a fucking complete idiot. What else? He's terrible.
Well said. He should be a lawyer. Anyway, this is bottom-of-the-barrel type stuff. Everybody knows it's rampant all over the internet, and it's not really worth dissecting. The volume of it is alarming, but you can just use your imagination there. Now, to be clear, I do still engage these types of trolls. Many people are perplexed as to why I would do this. I have explained this strategy a few times, but in case you aren't aware, here is me explaining to Flint Dibble why I do this.
So why engage and not just block? What's your philosophy on that?
Oh, well, the main reason would be that extended comment threads boost the content in the algorithm. Okay. So it is a little bit of a chore, but it's like every time I get in a back and forth with somebody and it goes 30, 40 posts down, and then there's like 100 of those within the first day of a video, I very noticeably see an uptick, right? On the first day you release a video, it kind of goes like this. It starts to plateau. But then on the second day, you might see a little whoop, like just it'll correct itself. It'll kind of have a new trajectory. That's because the algorithm picked up on how much engagement there is in the video and is suggesting it more. So I definitely, that's the main reason I do it. But also the second reason I do it.
Teach me more, Jedi Master.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's like 10 times more or anything, but it's just, it shows it to more people. You get more views.
Yeah.
And the second reason I do it is because when trolls are there, some of them are just idiots, but there's also, when you're taking down Avi Loeb, when you're taking down, you know, anything that's propped up by, you know, any of the shills that Peter Thiel pays, stuff like that, they are definitely investing in bot campaigns and like all this stuff. Like some of it is disingenuous disingenuous fake profiles there to try and change the narrative, right? They want to shift the optics. They want to make it seem like, oh, you know, educated people are pushing back on this content. So maybe there's more to see here. Maybe it's not so open and shut. But when I engage with trolls like that, what you get is an extended comment thread where it's just, you don't, blah, 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 blah. Where am I wrong in this video? Blah, 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 blah. Where am I wrong in this video? Anyone reading this thread can see very clearly that this person, if they even exist, did not watch the video, has nothing to say about it, is completely incapable of refuting anything in the video, going so far as saying, like, you didn't even talk about any, motherfucker, it's an hour of me referencing primary scientific literature. What are you talking about? And so anyone can see that. And the intended optical shift of that troll will be completely reversed. It will only discredit the people who are trying to discredit me. So it just, it's an optical shift even further in my favor when I get trolls to throw tantrums, extended tantrums like that. It's great. So I exploit trolls. To anyone who has a thick enough skin and a few extra minutes per day, exploit trolls. It's great.
I sure hope some of the people that critique your tone see this, because it is clearly a method to your madness here.
Yeah, that's right. I exploit trolls. Trolling benefits my channel, and unless it turns into physical threats or hate speech or is really incessant, relentless spamming, I do not block these people, and I allow them to make my channel more popular for me. But as I said, there is not much to discuss here. These accounts are either bots, sock accounts, or the dumbest people alive. What I want to focus on instead is idiots who genuinely don't know they're trolling. They truly believe that they have a valid perspective, that they are expressing cogent points, and that I'm a stupid jerk for not acknowledging their super awesome and totally valid criticism. These are toxic people who do nothing but arrogantly spread reality denial all over the internet, and they are never met with any pushback because the overwhelming majority of people don't have the time, patience, or backbone to put these pricks in their place by treating them precisely how they deserve to be treated. These are the assholes who are responsible for anti-vaccine sentiment becoming as prevalent as it is. This is how the MAGA cult behaves in defending domestic terrorists like ICE or any unconstitutional behavior from their cult leader. It is an insistence that right is wrong and wrong is right. A mind virus which is destroying human civilization, and we will get to these broader societal trends a bit later so that I can show you how all of this is intertwined. But first, I need to show you how this looks on the small scale. Since coming up with the idea for this video a couple months ago, I started collecting screenshots of comment threads that will magnificently illustrate what I'm talking about. We will look at quite a few of these throughout the video, and I'd like to start with this one. So this jerk is commenting on a reaction video I did making fun of Lord Jamar, the brainless flat earther, whose life I apparently ruined by humiliating him on Godfrey's podcast. But putting all that aside, prepare for some unbelievably toxic behavior from this troll. He's referring to a section where I talk about conservation of momentum, which explains why the Earth doesn't rotate below us when we jump or go up in a helicopter or plane. The reasoning is that we also don't shoot to the back of a plane at 500 miles per hour if we jump inside the cabin mid-flight. Simple physics. This guy is not a flat earther, and he completely agrees with my explanation and analogy, but he thinks I misspoke. He claims I said that you would fly to the back. Simple mistake, you meant the opposite, just bringing it to your attention, Dave. I reply informing him that I did say the opposite, and I give him the precise quote of what I said. At this point, let's get everyone on board with what I objectively said by playing the clip. You can walk up and down the aisle. You can jump in the plane. You don't fly to the back of the plane at 600 miles an hour. A little fast, but you can hear it, right? Let's slow it down a touch to be absolutely sure.
Plane, you don't fly to the back of the plane. You don't fly. You don't fly. You don't fly.
It's pretty clear if you ask me, but in case you still aren't convinced, here are the automatically generated subtitles. See that? Even AI knows what I said. Now are you ready for a meltdown of titanic proportions as I repeatedly tell this troll what I objectively said, while he denies it endlessly and whines about how mean I am for not allowing myself to be gaslit by him? Okay, here we go. Agree to disagree. I listened 3 times and that's not what I heard, and I'm better than you, so what I hear must be right. You are as obnoxious and egotistical as Lord Jamar, the piece of shit flat earther who denies literally the entire body of science. Okay, so I inform him that the subtitles confirm what I said and then mirror his toxicity back to him. I want to make it absolutely clear, and keep this in mind for the rest of the video, I explicitly and exclusively mirror the energy of trolls back to them. He called me obnoxious and egotistical simply for defending what I objectively said and refusing to be gaslit by him. Now I am returning his precise insults. Obnoxious and egotistical. And why not throw in douchebag for good measure? Get your life together. It is at this point that a normal person would look at the subtitles, acknowledge that they misheard me, apologize, and move on with their lives. But not this narcissistic piece of shit. Let the floodgates of crazy open. You proved my point by disproving me, of course. You're so defensive. How dare you think you know me and my life? You're a stupid ad hominem jerkface. Random anecdote about the KKK. You only want clicks and insults. insults, and you are a big rage bait meanie mean pants. And then I'll close with a smug, unearned sense of superiority, because I'm still pretending to be better than you, even though I'm a worthless troll who is physically incapable of admitting my very obvious error. Now you will block me or continue to be a mean jerk face. Now, you all know me quite well. I don't allow myself to be gaslit in this manner, so I mock him for his toddler tantrum and remind him repeatedly that he is objectively wrong and I am objectively right. Remember how there is an objective reality? Some people hate that, especially the perpetrators of the propaganda I debunked that we will get to later, as well as trolls like this. Then the real projection begins. You are so hostile. You are the one throwing a tantrum. You said swear words, so you're a doo-doo head. Let me project even my projection. I hit a nerve. You will never admit I'm right, even though I'm objectively wrong. I'm older than you, so I'm better than you. I block his pathetic pageantry and drag him back to the point of his comment. What do the subtitles say? Stop your whining, stop your crying, stop your ridiculous string of defense mechanisms, and tell me what the fucking subtitles say. And of course, I know that he will deflect, not answer the question, and continue acting like a gaslighting piece of shit. What do you think he'll do? And he does precisely that. You say nasty words, so you must be wrong. You're so emotional. Why can't you accept criticism that I absolutely don't have? I will pretend you're angry to deflect from the substance of the exchange. Please let it go, because there's only so many times I can change the subject, and it's not productive, because I will never win since I am wrong. I remind him that he has no criticism, he's a pathetic troll, and I drag him back once again to the subtitles. What do they say? This is how you treat bad faith debate partners, and this is how you treat loser trolls. Drag them back to the point they are avoiding over and over and over again. What about those subtitles, asshole? And the deflection continues. You are a grifter. You're a rage baiter no better than the charlatans. You're so mean to everybody, and you just have to win, and you use mean words, and you're so immature. You only want clicks. You need to hear how mean you are because you're wrong like a flat earther. Deep down, you know I'm right. Why do you keep focusing on the exact thing this exchange was supposed to be about? Captions are wrong anyway. Other people probably would agree with me because I say so. You're mean to deaf people. This exchange is not about a word in a video, even though that's literally exactly what the exchange was originally about. You're so toxic and I hate you and goodbye. What do you think I replied with? What do the subtitles say, shithead? Short and sweet, zero acknowledgement of his desperate antics. His response? I told you, subtitles are wrong when I want them to be wrong. It's not important, even though that's the only reason I left a comment. You didn't address more significant issues that don't exist and that I definitely did not raise. The more you respond and prove me wrong, the more right I become. I hit a nerve. I'm better and wiser than you. And I respond, lacing into him again and mirroring all of his toxicity and pathetic tactics back at him. The more he responds, the angrier he gets, the more obvious it is that I'm right and he's a troll. Everything he says to me is an indictment of himself. That will be a common theme in this video. Then one other person finally chimes in to agree with me, and the troll gives up. Hopefully he cried himself to sleep that night and learned a valuable lesson. Well, that was quite something, wasn't it? Are you emotionally exhausted already? I hope not, because we're going to look at a lot more of these. But that was a great one to start with, because I want you to sit with that feeling. If you were imagining yourself in my position, you now know what it feels like to be gaslit to the nth degree about something so incredibly trivial that it's astounding an interaction like this could ever happen in the real world. Trolls like this are the embodiment of this Family Guy clip.
Nope. Sorry. Kevin Bacon wasn't in Footloose.
What? Of course he was.
No, he wasn't. You lose.
Of course he was. He was the star.
Nope, you're wrong. Look it up.
I don't have to look it up. It's common knowledge.
Nope.
He was on the cover of People magazine when the movie came. Everyone knows Kevin Bacon was a star of Footloose.
No,
it was a huge movie. He was the lead.
No.
These trolls are toxic. They are unhinged narcissists who are physically incapable of admitting fault. This behavior is all over the internet, and it has also infested our government. It is the plague of the post-truth era. Because I have the mental fortitude to withstand this kind of psychological torture and shove their wrongness in their face repeatedly until they fall apart, I am despised by this sector of the internet. This is the origin of Reddit threads whining about how mean and emotionally immature I am, simply because I don't placate the objective wrongness of narcissists. These are the type of men that say women just don't like nice guys and pretend to be super nice, but when rejected by women, the facade cracks and they spew an endless string of misogynistic vitriol. This is incel mentality incarnate, and this is what I deal with on a daily basis in volumes you can't begin to imagine. Shall we check out another? Here's one on my Jimmy Corsetti video. Remember this toxic piece of shit fraud? Remember how he's a racist douchebag who makes a living lying about archaeology, harassing real scholars all over social media, and encouraging his brain-dead followers to do the same? Well, Hard Rock Miner wants to know why I'm so full of hate. Anyone who exposes hateful frauds must be full of hate, right? That's how logic works. I ask him why Jimmy hates Jews and women and actual smart people who know what they're talking about. He says it's actually me who is hateful. Again, disgusting, toxic, hateful frauds can say absolutely anything on the internet, spreading bigotry and directly harassing absolutely anyone, but if I push back on that whatsoever, I must be full of hate. I don't even know him. How can I hate him? It's impossible to hate anyone you haven't met. Anyone who says they hate Hitler just never got to know him. You can only hate people that you've personally met. I remind him that I don't have to know anyone personally in order to recognize and expose them as disgusting, hateful frauds. And the Hitler thing. Use your brain. He has no interest in using his brain and just says, I have serious anger issues. This is a tactic you will see countless times. A troll with absolutely nothing to say, who knows they have nothing to say, will launch into, I struck a nerve. Get therapy. Go touch grass. You have issues, or some variation thereof. It's pathetic. I remind him that he's a worthless little bitch, endlessly deflecting from any attempt at substantive commentary. He runs right back to, oh my gosh, you are mean to strangers. Now I'll talk about your kids for no reason. I do what I always do, violently drag the troll back to the question they are repeatedly avoiding that objectively debunks the dumb thing they're saying. Answer the question. And I remind him that he's a worthless troll who definitely will not answer the question. You won't be surprised to find out that he did not reply, but someone else chimed in reminding him that he's a racist loser who uses the N-word a lot. Shocking. I didn't feel like combing through his content to find it, but here's what this asshole looks like. Not surprising. Lots of camo and poor acoustic guitar skills are the two most common attributes for these losers. Having fun? Here's another. Here's one on my live debate with Dan Wilson versus Pierre Corey and Steve Kirsch. You remember those jerks, right? Steve might be a complete moron, but Pierre is objectively a fraud who profited off of disinformation during the pandemic that killed people. He's a monster who belongs in prison. Dan and I humiliated them in live debate simply by demolishing their pathetic talking points and shining a spotlight on their science illiteracy and blatant dishonesty. It was one of my finer moments as a science communicator. And this asshole decides he needs to tell me that I was too rude. Too rude. When exposing grifting frauds who profit off of lies that kill people, I should do it in a polite manner. I lace into him precisely as he deserves and recommend that he apologize to me, as he certainly should. He ignores me and asks why I'm so angry. It's silly to be angry about frauds that kill people, right? I had dozens of people email me thanking me for that debate because they had parents or other family members who died of COVID specifically because they fell for Pierre's lies. Waited patiently for ivermectin in the mail that did absolutely nothing for them, and by the time they got to the hospital a few weeks later, they were in critical condition and died. That was more than a little rude of Pierre, don't you think? But this toolbox doesn't care about all that. I'm a rude jerk face for exposing Pierre. Why does he think this way? Why isn't he mad about what is essentially murder? He responds with, Merry Christmas, and I hope it gets better for you. Well, I'm doing just fine. I'm not someone whose family member was killed by Pierre's lies. He has zero interest in engaging with anything I say, and I remind him of that. He ran away, but three smart people dunk on him again, reminding him that assholes like Pierre do not deserve respect or civility. They deserve jail time. And anyone who can't see that can fuck themselves. Here's another. Monster Smart is big mad about one of my videos on Sabina that exposes her for the fraud she is. This one in particular primarily consists of interviews with three physics professors from MIT. He says the video he didn't watch is a waste of time, so apparently listening to physicists from MIT is a waste of time, and anyone who likes listening to experts are lemmings. I decide to translate this lemmings comment for him and remind him that he's a science illiterate moron making excuses to not watch this video that exposes his fraud hero. He chuckles and wonders how anyone could learn from me. Well, of course, a science illiterate moron like him could indeed learn lots of things from me by watching my physics tutorials, since he knows nothing about physics. But again, this video primarily features three MIT physicists. He doesn't know that, since he didn't watch the video. So he's humiliating himself and pretending that he's riling me up. I tell him what's in the video, since he doesn't know, and then reflect his tactic right back to him, remarking at how much I'm riling him up by reminding him that he's a pointless troll. This is how you deal with trolls. Whatever they baselessly do to you, you do it back to them, except better, since they're stupid. They can't handle it at all. He replies with, "You don't know me," and craps his pants about how mean I am, and the classic "get some therapy" and "you have problems." I throw it right back in his face, since he's the trigger troll leaving ignorant, hateful comments. Then he throws me a curveball by pretending that he wrote one line, which he didn't, and that I replied with a multi-paragraph meltdown, which I didn't. Our two previous comments are roughly the same length. That's how allergic these assholes are to reality. They lie about things that can be disproven by shifting your line of sight up 1 centimeter. Regrettably, I forgot to click read more on this one, and I don't remember what else he whined about in this comment. But he does continue to pretend that he watched the video that he objectively didn't watch. I remind him there is no joke, his tantrum is pathetic, and he did not watch the video. He replies with, "Who even knows what the fuck any of this is?" I mock him some more and ask him to actually say literally anything about the video he didn't watch. He then flat out admits he didn't watch it and pretends Sabina has a different opinion instead of her being a lying fraud who peddles anti-science propaganda for money. I press him harder. "You watched none of it, you're pathetic, and you can't reply to anything anyone says in it." He has a crying fit, calls me a miserable creature, says he can't waste his time even though he's replied to me like 10 times over several hours, and pretends he is getting me to throw insults. I rub it in that he's a troll completely imploding, as he is incapable of saying literally a single substantive thing of any kind. I pick apart his fragile psyche, and he's finished. No further response. How about one more? Here's a comment on my video reacting to Dr. Mike versus the RFK supporters. RFK Jr. is a monster demolishing public health and promoting dangerous medical misinformation through official state channels in a way that is absolutely unprecedented in American history. Anyone who supports him is an idiot. If you're not aware of this fact, go watch my content exposing him as a fraud, since we're not getting into that here. This tone-policing douchebag says I'm obnoxious and rage-baiting. One would think that the science-denying idiots championing a grifting fraud are the rage baiters, but no, apparently it's the guy defending science and reason. I inform the troll about what I actually do and that he can cry about it, but another troll has something to say. "Commenting here is a waste of time. Dave can't handle any kind of criticism or logical discussion. If you disagree, he has a toddler tantrum. No evidence or logic ever. Biased narrative, and he thinks he's always right. He can't be convinced of anything." Now, that was quite a hefty claim. He's wrong about all of this, of course, and I can prove it quite easily. Here's an example of bad faith criticism that I react to calmly because it was offered in a calm manner. This guy asks why I'm such a devout anti-theist and why I am so volatile towards absolutely anyone who believes in God. In actuality, I'm not, and I regularly go out of my way to explain how I'm not, especially in any debunk of creationism that I do, clearly distinguishing between creationists who deny science and theists who believe in God but accept the entire body of scientific knowledge.
As we can see, this spectrum ranges from denying essentially the entire body of scientific knowledge to really not denying any science whatsoever, with the singular uniting thread being some kind of deity with some measure of intent for our existence. Positing the general existence of a deity is a philosophical position that can't be firmly proven or disproven in any empirical manner, so this series will make no attempt to do so. Instead, we will be focusing on the firmly established scientific principles that creationists deny to one degree or another.
As you can see, his criticism is in bad faith, but expressed in earnest. So I just ask him why he thinks that. He says that I ridicule every single theist. Again, I objectively don't. I make the distinction between theism and creationism every single time. Like a mature person, he concedes that he probably heard me say one thing in passing, misinterpreted it, and arrived at an erroneous conclusion. He even apologizes. I heart his comment, and that's the end of it. Bear in mind, this was bad faith criticism offered politely. It did not escalate, even though the criticism was baseless, because this person is not a sociopath, and they admitted fault. How do I respond to legitimate criticism? I typically don't respond because it's usually trivial and there's nothing to respond to. Maybe I had a typo or a minor error somewhere in a video. Great. I mispronounced Viscount in my Matt Ridley video. About 100 people informed me of that. Great. No need to reply. Everyone can laugh at me to their heart's content about a trivial error that I did indeed make. It doesn't bother me at all. On very rare occasion, there is more substantive legitimate criticism, like when I did my first video on trans people and I fumbled some of the nuance. I got lots of constructive feedback, and in my second video responding to the loser Matt Walsh, I included a moment at the end where I responded to that criticism and either modified subtleties of my position or clarified aspects of my position that were misunderstood. But again, this is quite rare. The vast majority of what is claimed to be good faith criticism is just butthurt trolls who can't handle the facts I provide that obliterate their fragile worldview and expose their loser fraud heroes. Now back to the other guy. He made some very serious claims here. He says I never respond to criticism with evidence and logic. So he should have an example of legitimate criticism, someone who refuted something I said in this video or any other, where I was unable to defend my position with evidence and logic, right? It's a waste of time to get me to rethink a position. So he should have an example, literally one single example, of a position I've expressed, some refutation of that position offered by him or anybody else, and then evidence of me refusing to engage with the refutation of my position, right? One example. Anywhere. Anything. He says that I just assert that I'm right and others are wrong, when in fact I'm often wrong. So he should have one single solitary fucking example of literally anything that I'm wrong about, absolutely anywhere ever, right? Let's see if he's able to offer anything even remotely like that, as he has a total meltdown. I remind him that he has no criticism. He can't address anything I've ever said. He's just a troll whining about how mean I am. I ask him to prove me right by continuing to do absolutely nothing whatsoever except whine like a little bitch about how mean I am. Do you think that's what he'll do? First, another person joins in to dunk on him for being a MAGA douchebag, which of course he is, and they make some cogent points. Someone else jumps in to remind him that he's lying and that everything I say is verifiably true, save a few small errors I might make when doing a reaction video on the fly like this, which I would readily acknowledge if someone pointed them out. What's his response? Oh, he's talking about my replies. He has no actual legitimate criticism. He just can't handle the way that I shut down loser trolls like him by reminding him that he's a loser troll with nothing to say. My videos are fine, completely fact-based and nothing wrong with them at all, totally contradicting his earlier claims about evidence and logic, and needing to always be right and all the rest. Pathetic. I'm mean to people who disagree with me, even though he can't tell me a single thing he disagrees with. I remind him that he has no criticism. He has no disagreement. He's saying nothing. He deserves mockery, and he can go fuck himself. Another person says the same more politely. Now the gaslighting begins. He's calling out my childish behavior. Refusing to be gaslit by trolls is childish. Then he runs straight to the playbook of emotions. You're immature. You're deplorable. You're triggered. You're exploding. And these things that aren't true at all make you wrong about whatever you're talking about because reasons. I remind him that he's a childish troll with nothing to say and give him a chance to offer any concrete criticism or disagreement of any kind. He can't do it. I'm emotionally volatile. This has nothing to do with the video, which means he has no actual criticism. He's just trolling and upset that I mocked him for trolling. I ask a fourth time for any actual disagreement, and I tell him to stop projecting his emotional fragility. He proceeds to again say nothing, but in all caps to be as baselessly condescending as possible. I ask a fifth time, which immature behavior? Me refusing to be gaslit by a troll in this comment thread is not an example. Where? Give me an example. Anywhere. Ever. He has nothing yet again. Look at everybody who disagrees with you. Just look. I can't say where, but it must exist and go look at it. You're so arrogant. I can't show you because it doesn't exist, but go look. As though I'm not me and don't know who I am and what I do. I remind him one last time that he's a troll with nothing to say. Someone else reminds him that everything I say is verifiable and anyone pretending to disagree just didn't watch the video, and he's gone. I know this is exhausting, but how about just one more quick one? Here's a loser troll who is upset about me exposing Graham Hancock as a grifting fraud. Spoiler alert, he didn't watch the video and absolutely can't say a single thing about it. But he's going to pretend that he left some other comment, presumably with legitimate criticism, just like his girlfriend that goes to another school. But it got deleted. He says I should delete the video he's too afraid to watch because it hurts his feelings. I tell him he's delusional and he should find the courage to watch the video. He says, sure. Sure what? Watch it? Because no, we fucking won't. Not even for money. And like clockwork, he starts whining like a toddler about how mean I am, and desperately pretending he watched the video. In such situations, I just repeatedly troll these trolls with the same line over and over again. They have nothing but pageantry, so there's nothing to do but remind them that they didn't watch the video. Here's my typical cut and paste. What else? Hit them again. You're saying the same thing and you're AI. Hit them again. I made my point, so it's time to whine about the name of your channel and run away like a toddler. Hit them again. Two others chime in and mock this loser troll. He has nothing to say, so he pretends they're me, and pretends that other people who appreciate frauds getting exposed are somehow bad people. He is reminded that he can't refute a single thing in the video he didn't watch. He comes back with, nice try. Astounding. Nice try at what? Another hit from me. He comes back with, people are eventually going to read this whole exchange. Yes, dipshit, they're reading it right now, and every single person watching this video knows that you're a worthless piece of shit troll. He pretends he is exposing frauds, even though he's a troll who is upset about me doing that. He gets hit again, and again, and again, and never has anything to say whatsoever. He is asked to say literally anything about the video, but he can't, so he just shits his pants. Again, insists that these people are me on alternate accounts, which wouldn't make him any less dumb and wrong even if it were true, which it isn't. I hit him one more time, and he throws in the towel. Okay, so that was a lot. Once again, hopefully that gives you some insight as to what I deal with on a minute-to-minute basis every day of my life. Now let's see how some people attempt to frame this activity elsewhere on the internet. Here's a Reddit thread that shows up prominently when you Google my name, and that trolls often try to reference as evidence that I'm a mean poopy-head jerkface. This really needs to be said. Dave is such a jerk to even tame critics. And here are two links to prove how mean I am. Let's check out the first one. Up top is me reminding a troll that they didn't watch the video, as they're spewing things I specifically address in that video, presumably one of my essays about anti-intellectualism. He's pretending literally all scientific journals are a scam, which makes him a fucking idiot, and my reply is unbelievably tame. Wow, what a jerk indeed. The second one cuts off most of the comment I'm replying to, but he's clearly just whining about credentials to deflect from the substance of a video he didn't watch where I expose a fraud he fell for. I reply with, "This is a profoundly stupid comment." Oh, the horror! Dave is completely unhinged! The next one is some idiot whining about the science, probably about my Formscapes video humiliating a pseudo-intellectual moron who uses this term to refer to any well-established science that hurts his feelings. I remind him that the science is not actually a thing and it's dumb. Then the fourth one is a complete idiot, suggesting that we shouldn't trust any scientist in the entire world because they earn money, just like absolutely anyone with any job ever. I inform him that he's a fucking moron. This is the best this loser on Reddit could muster to show everyone how awful I am? How about the other link? A bunch more interactions with pathetic loser trolls who didn't watch whatever video they're commenting on. The first is whining about being open-minded while not having watched the video. I don't even know which one it is, but this is a pathetic troll claiming I don't know what I'm talking about, but not refuting anything I said since they didn't watch the video. I remind him of how pathetic he is, and that he probably should not procreate as a public service. Here's another gullible moron pretending Terrence Howard isn't a clueless asshat in the comment section of a video he didn't watch that exposes him as a clueless asshat. Here's another. Science has limitations, therefore any science I don't like must be wrong because reasons. My response isn't even rude, I just expose the shitty logic of the comment. Here's some prick whining about Terrence Howard's patents, and also pretending my videos don't get lots of views, even though my first Terry video got several million views. I remind him that Terry is an actor and science illiterate moron who can't do second grade math. Remember, he called me a dumbass on YouTube and insinuated that I've never accomplished anything. Does this loser on Reddit have anything to say about that? No, just my very deserved insult in response? I wonder why. Anyway, back to the thread. Dave deletes comments and blocks people who press him with facts. Sorry, which of those comments you uploaded featured anybody pressing me with any facts? Because I didn't see a single fucking one, and I don't don't block trolls, I exploit them, as you've seen. I only block very obvious spam accounts pasting links or selling products, or the absolute most horrific trolls who spew hate speech rapid fire. Everyone else stays up to boost my content in the algorithm and for smart people to laugh at. But now we get to the real reason this thread exists. Dave was banned from Twitter for his anti-Semitic rants after October 7th. He should be kicked off of YouTube because he's a dirty anti-Semite. We will come back to that in a second, but first, what do you guys think? Totally not paid Zionist sock accounts? I agree, says the first commenter. He's a hater. He reminds me of a math teacher who would make fun of you if you got an answer wrong, who definitely does not exist, and who allegedly did a thing Dave has never done a single time. He's so insecure and thinks he's fighting the forces of darkness, which I objectively am. Other people have different beliefs, so he calls them crackpots? What kind of behavior is that? If someone has the opinion that the earth is flat, who is Dave to judge them for their totally valid opinion? This is why humanity progresses slowly, because people like Dave attack others for their awesome and totally valid opinions that are not actually just them being objectively wrong. Someone else says, hey asshole, his content is good and he's right. The other guy says, so what? He's still super mean. What happened to all that talk about opinions? Giving up on all that and just whining about how mean I am, huh? And of course, back to the Twitter thing. Then another guy whining about how I mock Chris Langan for being a worthless bigot fraud who cosplays as a genius. No attempt to refute anything I said in the video he didn't watch, objectively exposing him as a clueless fraud with no idea what he's talking about. Just whining about how I dared to mock the brilliant Chris Langan. When I whined like a loser troll in the comment section, saying absolutely nothing whatsoever, he was so mean to me and swore at me. It's so spineless. Someone else chimes in saying, we need to ban Dave from YouTube. Mean people shouldn't be spreading legitimate scientific information, or possibly political information that a certain group doesn't like. Anyway, there's a lot here, mainly from the same couple accounts, whining about how I mistreated James Tour and other frauds. Some loser named Virgin Butthole, who claims I buy my subscribers and they're all bots. Lies about me flunking out of graduate school, just a bunch of desperate slander. Way at the bottom, we have one voice of reason. Until there is any evidence of these anti-Semitic rants, I'm just gonna assume he was criticizing Israel's deliberate deception and genocide supporters jumped on him. Many such cases. Ding, ding, ding. This user gets a gold star. What is the real reason for this Reddit thread? It's given away by referencing my Twitter activity surrounding the early phase of the current genocide Israel has been committing against Palestinians for the past 2.5 years. I had my Twitter account suspended because I was spending large amounts of time countering paid propaganda peddlers who were distorting absolutely everything in that early phase in order to polarize public opinion towards supporting genocide. This was when Israel was the most brutal, bombing every last hospital, school, university, bakery, refugee camp, everything. While claiming to be targeting terrorists with impeccable precision, they destroyed 75% of the infrastructure of Gaza, all while spreading lies about Hamas bases being inside or under the hospitals they bomb, bullshit about beheaded babies. It was a non-stop onslaught of lies to get the public to accept the slaughtering of children by the tens of thousands. I was one of the handful of people that was devoting enormous amounts of time to jumping into every single thread posted by dozens of huge accounts paid by Israel to disseminate their propaganda, mocking and exposing them in the precise manner that I do to science-denying frauds. What happened as a result? Precisely what you would expect. Zionists dogpiled on me and aggressively reported every single one of my tweets until Elon's Free Speech Haven platform decided that my account should be suspended. The ones spreading lies in order to justify genocide? Those can stay up, of course. Elon has no problem with those, nor with any of his Epstein Files buddies. But that's not all. Zionists made it their mission to smear and harass absolutely anyone who spoke out against Israel. StopAntiSemitism.org, a disgusting hate organization, made me their anti-Semite of the week. Naturally, anybody who speaks out against the slaughtering of children simply hates Jews, right? Well, that's what they desperately want the word to mean. Other recipients of this honor have been absolutely any professional in any sphere, especially the medical professions, where Zionists dox them, blast their information out, and get trolls to call their place of employment repeatedly to insist that they get fired, or leave spam reviews on websites saying they're so awful and how could any Jew feel safe in their care knowing that they have called for the genocide of all Jews. All of this simply for speaking out against the actual genocide that Zionist Jews are actually committing. This is how they attempt to intimidate people into silence. Their biggest enemy is Miss Rachel, a wonderful, compassionate woman who makes educational content for kids and who has relentlessly voiced her support for Palestinian children, featuring them in her content, especially the ones who have been orphaned and disfigured by Israel's bombing. Naturally, when Zionists bomb children and kill their parents and blow their legs off and starve them to death, if content creators show those children to the world, they are dirty anti-Semites that should be harassed until the end of time, right? The real victims are the ones who drop all the bombs, of course. Miss Rachel, myself, and everyone else targeted by the Israeli propaganda machine have received physical threats for our refusal to back down from telling the truth about what Israel is and what they are doing. Other organizations like Canary Mission do the same, desperately attacking college students who protest Israel, reversing reality at every turn. Claiming that from the river to the sea is not protesting occupation and genocide, but rather a call for genocide, aligning flawlessly with the oligarchy's anti-academia propaganda since mass student protests obliterate the Zionist narrative. This brings me to the next segment, a handful of videos from other channels that jump on precisely this bandwagon. Here's one from some dork named Norbert who says I'm a toxic, narcissistic scumbag. Sounds compelling, right? Let's see what he has to say.
Alright, so the first issue I have with Professor Dave, and the thing that initially started turning me off from him, is how he responds to his critics. If you go to one of his debunking videos, sort the comments by newest first, and find a comment he replied to, 99% of the time, he's incredibly rude to whoever he responds to.
Okay, let's see how rude I am with this example that you decided to show. He mentions Dr. R, I say Pierre in my response, so this is clearly someone whining about my video on Sky Scholar. He's a pointless fraud who pretends all of astrophysics is wrong because of insane pseudoscience. I made a video debunking his pseudoscience in a very thorough manner. I go through lots and lots of concepts in astrophysics in order to explain how he is objectively wrong and a complete fraud. I'm not going to reiterate any of that here. Go watch the video if you're interested. But the key takeaway is that he is objectively a fraud, and my video objectively explains in painstaking detail, with reference to mountains of niche empirical science, how he is a fraud. What does the comment say? Dave is so dumb and he only has a bachelor's degree, so he must be wrong, and anyone with a PhD like Pierre must be right. Dave is a stupid buttface who doesn't actually understand a single topic he covers. He's an apologist for mainstream science. He's an embarrassment. He doesn't educate anyone. Wow, what a petty, immature, loser, troll comment, huh? My response is to mimic his comment format and point out that he's a whiny little bitch playing the credentials game because he's completely incapable of responding to anything I said in the video to conclusively expose Pierre as a fraud. Funny how none of these trolls ever engage with the content, huh? Like, literally ever. All he did was insult me repeatedly, whine about how arrogant I am for daring to debunk someone with a PhD, and then insult me some more. What does Norbert have to say about it?
Constantly swearing at them, throwing out insults like little boy, oftentimes throwing in a go cry about it or sack up and press play or something, and just generally acting like a douche.
Oh, so defending myself against worthless trolls equals acting like a douche? That's funny, because most people would agree that he's a douche and you are too, and this is precisely how you both deserve to be treated. Got anything more substantive? Because this isn't the win you're thinking it is.
And by the way, Dave responds to comments on his debunks incredibly frequently. Again, go to the comments on one of his debunks and sort them by newest first. He's responding to nearly every comment telling him he's wrong or is from a fan of the person he's debunking. Why? I can understand responding to maybe a couple comments, but he responds to a lot of them. It feels like he spends at least an hour every day doing this, and even more than that on days when he uploads a debunk. Doesn't he have anything better to do in his free time?
I will refer you back to my comments to Flint about how I exploit trolls. This activity increases the reach of my content and neutralizes troll attempts to change the narrative by exposing them as obvious trolls with nothing to say. You also dramatically overestimate how long it takes to dunk on a troll. All set, champ?
He's incredibly rude in his replies. Like, seriously, he's one of the rudest people I've ever seen in my life, in real life or online.
The rudest person you've ever seen? I think the trolls who deliberately misrepresent my content are rude. In that first comment you flashed, the troll was rude to me and insulted me several times. No commentary about that. Trolls who are rude to me get a pass, but I'm rude for aggressively defending myself because you say so? No commentary on the childish behavior of the trolls who comment on videos they didn't watch? That's interesting. If someone punches me in the face and I punch them back, I'm suddenly an unhinged, violent narcissist. I'm not allowed to defend myself in any way whatsoever. Speaking of which, let's not forget that 100% of this activity is occurring on my channel. These trolls come to my house. I'm not on other channels seeking it out. I'm not shouting at passersby on the street with a megaphone. They are coming to my property to insult me, and I give them exactly what they deserve.
In many of his regular tutorial videos, his tone has taken a very noticeable shift. Go back and watch any of his pre-2019 tutorial videos. He has a very calm, friendly, optimistic attitude in them, like what you'd expect from an actual teacher in the classroom.
As an object falls, potential energy is converted into kinetic energy, but the sum of the potential and kinetic energies of the object will be the same at every instant during the free fall.
Now compare that to how he sounds in one of his newest tutorial videos.
If we plot the function z equals f of x, y in 3D Cartesian space, we will get a surface where the elevation above the x, y plane is given by the value of the function f at each point in the plane.
He doesn't sound nearly as upbeat. He sounds much more jaded and subdued.
You think I sound jaded and subdued while explaining differential equations? Holy shit, you are delusional. There is no difference except for the sound production. I used to shoot at YouTube Studios and talk into a lav mic while reading a teleprompter. Now that it doesn't exist anymore, I record audio at home into a microphone while reading the script from my laptop. At best, maybe it's slightly faster paced because I'm not reading off of a prompter. There is zero difference in attitude. This is beyond desperate.
But now, Dave regularly swears in his debunks. And I'm not put off by this because I'm sensitive to naughty language or anything. I'm put off by this because a person swearing is someone who runs an academic channel meant to help students. I hate to sound like Helen Lovejoy here, but a lot of kids presumably watch Dave's videos. Like I said, the main focus of Dave's channel is academic tutorials.
It sounds like you are indeed put off by what you deem to be naughty language, and you are indeed pulling a Helen Lovejoy. My content is not for children, and if children happen to watch it, they and their parents should be a lot more concerned with the behavior of my targets, frauds who poison society with science denial, and systematically dismantle public health that leads to child deaths. Than with a few naughty words. Tone-policing, pearl-clutching losers can fuck themselves.
By the way, I feel like it's worth mentioning that Dave is a husband and a father, something he's mentioned a few times in his videos.
I have two little kids, and it's very stressful for my wife when I'm away.
We have two little kids, like, you don't go to Antarctica.
I'm actually curious. Do Dave's wife and kids know about his online rudeness? Is Susan Farina okay with her husband insulting people online? Do Dave's kids know about their dad's potty mouth?
I set an excellent example for my kids by being a conscientious, hardworking individual who stands up for truth and justice in the face of tyrannical forces that seek to subjugate and enslave the masses. I also don't swear at or in front of my kids. When they're adults, they will appreciate and be immensely proud of my content. You keep whining like a little bitch about my potty mouth. Nobody cares.
The problem is, Dave doesn't seem to believe that harsh tones can go too far. There's a fine line between being moderately aggressive toward people who are ignorant and spreading misinformation and flat out insulting them and acting like a jackass. And Dave's replies definitely cross that line.
This comment you flashed did not cross any line. This is a comment from a douchebag troll who can't handle the fact that I exposed James Tour as a lying fraud. He came to my channel specifically to insult me and demand that I behave in a civil manner when James is an unhinged lunatic who spent an entire debate shrieking like a toddler, interrupting me, lying, and shouting nuh-uh at any science that proves him wrong. Any stern words for the troll? How about for James, the toxic, unhinged, narcissistic fraud who poisons society with science denial? No, you're just mad at me for pushing back on the trolling and pointing out what a garbage human James is? Did you even read what I said, jackass? James shouts and screams and lies. Is that okay? He slanders Nobel Prize winners. Is that okay? Is your video forthcoming about what a toxic fraud James is, or are you only mad at me because I point these things out? unreal.
Whenever someone does call out Dave for being so rude in the comments of his debunks, he'll usually respond by telling them to stop tone policing him, and that they shouldn't be more upset by his tone than by the people he's debunking spreading lies about science. Again, I can't understand where he's coming from on some level, but it just feels like he's dismissing their criticism against him by pointing to something else that's worse, as a way to avoid addressing his own misdeeds. It's basically the equivalent of saying, sure, I shoplifted from a store, but that guy over there committed murder, and murder is a way worse crime than shoplifting, so why are you getting mad at me? Because shoplifting is still a crime, and pointing out that someone else committed a way worse crime is just a red herring to distract from the crime you're committing. It's essentially a form of whataboutism.
Wow, this is pathetic. Defending my content from piece of shit trolls isn't a crime, asshole. There is no universe in which dunking on pointless trolls is equivalent to shoplifting. And yes, if a police officer entered a convenience store and saw one person shoplifting a bottle of water and another person committing murder, that officer would not be confused in the slightest as to which person to pursue.
If a teacher asked you in class, what's it called when a liquid turns into a gas? What if you responded with, that's called vaporization, you twat! Duh, everyone knows that. Does the fact that you correctly answered the teacher's question justify you being so rude? No.
What the fuck does this have to do with anything? I'm not rude to people who politely ask me a question, or as we saw, even people who politely offer bad faith fallacious criticism. I am rude to loser trolls who are rude to me, whether you accept that they are being rude or not. Good God. Anyway, it's a lot of this. I mean, a lot. Like half an hour of acting like a smug superior douche, and how I'm such a bad person for saying naughty things. And if I were a better person, I wouldn't stoop to such childish behavior. But then we get to the real fireworks.
But as toxic and rude as Dave's attitude is toward his critics, that is absolutely nothing compared to what I'm going to tell you about next. This is the big horrible thing I hinted at toward the start of the video, and is the primary reason I decided to make this video in the first place. So after Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, 2023, Dave made a series of tweets over the next few months regarding the Israel-Palestine conflict and... Okay, massive trigger warning here. What Dave said in these tweets is so incredibly vile and disgusting that it will stun you and may make you never want to support him ever again.
Holy shit, look out, followers. Prepare to unsubscribe from me like so fast because of some absolutely horrible things I'm about to say.
Yes, Palestinians have been treated like second-class citizens for decades and have been victims of an ongoing genocide for about a year and a half by this point. However, no matter where you stand on the Israel-Palestine conflict, there is absolutely no justification, none, for calling for the deaths of all Israeli officials. He's not saying they should be removed from power. He's not saying they should be put on trial. He's saying they should be killed with no hyperbole.
Oh my God, Dave wants accountability for evil maniacs who murder children? Israel commits genocide, which is like pretty bad, I guess. But how dare Dave suggest that the people committing genocide should see justice for their actions? And oh my goodness, he is suggesting the dismantling of an imperialistic apartheid state that is the most evil force since the Nazis, and says that everyone should be made equal? What a monster! And the people who peddled propaganda for money in order to manipulate the masses into continuing to support the slaughtering of children with their own tax dollars? How dare he suggest they go to jail for that? Out of these two actions, murdering children by the tens of thousands and suggesting that the people who do it be held accountable, the latter is the way worse thing.
You know, I know a lot of people, especially online, who are / were also furious at Israel over the genocide in Gaza and are just as opposed to Zionism as Dave is. But none of them are acting anywhere near this toxic and vitriolic. Even the ones who were very explicitly calling for the destruction of the state of Israel weren't actively advocating for the execution of all Israeli officials, probably because they know it's hypocritical to criticize Israel for killing people, while at the same time advocating for killing people themselves. Dave was suspended from Twitter after these tweets, and for damn good reason.
Yes, the damn good reason was that Israel has undue influence over most global media, and anyone who elucidates their propaganda must be silenced and harassed. That's why, Norbert, you are whining about how toxic and vitriolic I am in fighting propaganda that serves the purpose of justifying genocide. You're calling me a hypocrite for suggesting that war criminals who commit genocide should be punished. It's fucking insane. Would anyone take issue with the suggestion that Hitler should have been publicly executed? Would they have gotten on their fucking high horse like you and whined about how toxic and vitriolic people are for suggesting that a maniac who murdered millions of people should face justice for one of the worst crimes against humanity in history? Of course not. Instead, we get movies like Inglourious Basterds, where everyone cheers along as Jewish soldiers kill Nazis, or where black people kill slave owners. Where is Tarantino Bezos revenge porn about Palestinians killing IOF soldiers. Oh, right, he's a disgusting Zionist piece of shit who lives in Israel and supports genocide. But for the rest of us, who wouldn't have a problem with Hitler being executed, why is it any different for Bibi? He gets to bomb and slaughter and starve anyone he wants, but he must be protected at all costs? We have to lash out at anyone who suggests that a war criminal be met with international justice? How the fuck is anyone this much of a pearl-clutching douchebag? Genuinely. I really, truly can't wrap my head around the mentality of a person who sees genocide and is even acknowledging that it is genocide and then whines about someone using a naughty word when combating propaganda that is used to maintain support for genocide. Who the hell is more concerned for the lives of Israeli officials murdering civilians by the hundreds of thousands than for the people they murder? How twisted do you have to be to act like this? You genuinely should seek therapy to discuss this superiority complex you have. Anyway, there's no point in going through all of this. He literally points at tweets from StopAntisemitism.org as though they aren't part of the efforts of a terrorist organization to control the media landscape and greenlight their genocide, and just whines endlessly about tweets where paid propaganda agents slander me, support the idea of anyone protesting Israel getting put in jail, you name it. But I'm always the bad one because I say a naughty word when pushing back on this crap. It's beyond infantile. This video isn't supposed to be about Israel, but it's worth a moment to point out that absolutely everything I said during this time, shortly after October 7th, has been proven correct. I wish I had known that my account would be suspended, as I would have taken screenshots of everything for posterity, but sadly, I did not. At any rate, I knew very well early on that this entire conflict was nothing but an excuse for Israel to carpet bomb Gaza and induce a humanitarian crisis so that it could eventually invade and keep the land. That's all this has ever been. All the talk about wanting hostages back and fighting terrorism, it was all deception from day one. All of the pageantry surrounding ceasefires, it was meaningless. They now have all of the hostages back and yet are continuing to bomb refugee camps and deny critical aid from getting into Gaza. Jared Kushner, Trump's piece of shit son-in-law, has publicly unveiled the administration's plans for a new Gaza, which will be luxury high-rises, offshore oil rigs, and Dubai-esque coastal resorts, some of which have of course been promised to Trump himself, in exchange for his continued support of Israeli terrorism. Gazans who haven't been murdered yet will either get to work at the luxury resorts erected on their land, or they will be emptied out of Gaza in piecemeal fashion until there are none left, and Gaza will officially be Israel. As Israel seeks to take over the entire Middle East, something that has been admitted by Bibi and supported by clowns like Huckabee countless times, they are also escalating similar activity in the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, and now Iran as well. In each case, murdering countless civilians, most recently bombing oil fields, causing severe air pollution and water contamination that will affect the entire population, and referring to everyone else as terrorists, no matter what they attempt to do in retaliation. Israel bombs Lebanon unprovoked and murders people, but Hezbollah are the terrorists. Trump kicks off the war with Iran by bombing a girls' school and murdering 165 children and staff. Iran responds by exclusively targeting American and Israeli military apparatus, but they are the terrorists. John Stewart fumbled this point, by the way, in the second big L he's taken in his career, to my knowledge, the first being pushing lab leak conspiracies. I still love you, John, but fuck me, that was dumb. At any rate, can you imagine how people would react if Iran bombed a school in D.C. and killed 165 children? Can you even fathom how enraged the American public would get? How fervently they would endorse the bombing of Iran into complete oblivion, women, children, and all? And yet that's precisely what the American-Israeli military-industrial complex does, routinely, all the time. But in every case, the victims are somehow the terrorists. This is how imperialism has always operated. When the Gauls resisted colonization by the Roman Empire, they were dubbed barbarians. The Native Americans who resisted colonization were savages. Arabs are terrorists because they retaliate against brutal acts of terrorism, or even if they don't, because that's the language and narrative of the colonizer, which they use to justify their brutality. Do you have any idea how evil America and Israel have to be for the Iranian regime to be the lesser of two evils? Anyone who doesn't know that Israel is as evil as Nazi Germany fell for the precise propaganda that I was voraciously battling, and they can fuck themselves. I will not apologize apologize one iota for my contribution in combating this propaganda and humiliating the disgusting vermin that propagated it for pay. Anyone who is offended by me using a naughty word when defending the victims of genocide has deep psychological problems. Okay, before moving on, how about a quick palate cleanser, mocking some more of the trolls that infest my channel? Here's a worthless piece of shit. My Pierre video is full of attacks. No science. None whatsoever. Except, of course, all of the science that is literally all of it wall to wall. Look at all this science. The idiot troll is pretending all of this science somehow is not science. Or rather, he's a pathetic troll who didn't watch the video. Since the latter is objectively true, I remind him that he's a pathetic troll who didn't watch the video. More personal attacks. You sound like a child. Back to the main point, he didn't watch the video. Blah, 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 flat earth, blah, 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 you talked about thermodynamics instead of being professional. Back to the main point, he didn't watch it. He pretends to know what ad hominem means and whines more about thermodynamics. Back to the main point, he didn't watch it. He deflects by whining about other comments where I mock other pathetic loser trolls who also did not watch the video and bringing up Nazis for no reason. Back to the main point, he didn't watch it. Then comes the most epic deflection of all. The fact that I dunk on pathetic trolls means I lost the respect of the science community. I should be working. The video he didn't watch is full of insults because he says so. I would love to own slaves because he says so. Can you believe this piece of shit? One more round of mocking the troll who didn't watch the video, and he's done. Here's a guy who's upset about one of my Jay Dyer videos, the one where I mock him for being a pathetic racist douchebag who does nothing but mock me in a racist Jew voice. Because he's actually legitimately anti-Semitic, not the fake anti-Semitism that just means anyone who speaks out against Israel's war crimes. He says I lash out at people with genuine critique. Well, that's the theme of this video. What kind of genuine critique do you have, loser troll? Oh, and of course, I need to stop drinking. Because anyone who drinks literally any amount of alcohol has an alcohol problem. I mock him just as he deserves. He comes back with, "You're beyond parody." That's funny. I thought he had some genuine critique. Does this mean he doesn't actually have any and is just a worthless loser troll like every single other one? Let's find out. I remind him that he has no legitimate criticism and is a pathetic, slanderous douchebag trying to paint me as an alcoholic. A few others dunk on his dumb troll face. He comes back with absolutely nothing. Dave is an anti-science ideologue. He can't handle criticism. I have zero examples of legitimate criticism, but they exist because I say so. Now I have to go run to my safe space, stop bothering me, and get help. I don't let him off the hook at all. What anti-science beliefs do I hold? And I throw his baseless slander back to him. He replies to someone else saying he isn't talking about creationism. So what then? Where am I anti-science? Fucking say something. And then he makes his best attempt, which is whining about transphobic and race realism bullshit, revealing that he got brainwashed by the pseudo-archaeology cult, pandemic conspiracies, and insisting he is objectively right, despite being an idiot regurgitating bullshit I've debunked thoroughly on my channel. But he won't debate me on any of it because I have a potty mouth. I debunk all the dumb shit he said in a couple sentences and remind him that he didn't watch my content debunking all of it. He fixates on some minutia that he didn't understand and that proved me right, and then says, "Duh, cognitive dissonance," like a flat earther. I mock him for doing those things. Some other people make fun of him, and then he claims he's done. Zero ability to defend any of the crap he just said, zero ability to respond to anything I said to debunk it in real time, and just starts crying about how this went nowhere. No apologizing for accusing me of having a drinking problem, having anti-science beliefs, and I remind him of that bullshit claim. He comes back with rent-free, another pathetic troll catchphrase, signifying that he's done even attempting to say things. Another round of mockery for all, and the troll runs away. Here's somebody whining about a flyer for some rallies, standing up for science, pushing back against Trump and Bobby Kennedy's war on science. "Dave, you are an insufferable evangelist for science. How dare you push back against state-sanctioned medical misinformation, the obliteration of the American scientific community, and the assault on public health that is already killing children? You're like a Jehovah's Witness." No, it's not insufferable at all. What's insufferable is the war on science that so many of us are fighting. Uh-oh, I didn't expect you to reply. Let me sling a bunch of insults and act like a smug douchebag while pretending that's what you are. I call him a loser troll and crybaby snowflake. He comes back with the ever-popular, "I'll pray for you." Ironic, isn't it? I'm an evangelist, but he's the one praying. Hopefully for a fully functional brain. I translate his comment for him. He whines about how mean I am since he knows he has nothing intelligent to say. I remind him that he insulted me first and that I'm superior to him in every way. This leads me to the second thread of broad commentary. The MAGA and MAHA cults are poison that will destroy America. My viewers know that this is one of the evils I combat here on my channel, and I'm sure as fuck not gonna stop doing that. If anything, this year I will be going much harder on every fraud in this administration that has anything to do with science whatsoever. Every single one is going to get a video of their own, and I have content planned that will elucidate how all of it is connected and to what end. But in short, the MAHA cult believes RFK to be fighting some established power dynamic, that he's a warrior battling against big business, and it couldn't be further from the truth. Some of them are finally waking up to this fact after he recently rolled right over for Monsanto, but the rest of us knew that he was working exclusively for Trump and the rest of the billionaires and filling his own pockets since day one. MAHA propaganda trains people not only to believe that he's on their side, but also to reject anyone who is genuinely fighting the power dynamic that is the corruption in Trump's administration and billionaire oligarchs propping up puppets to polarize the public against experts and reality in general, in order to continue fueling the transfer of wealth against entropy from the masses into their own pockets. The greatest irony is that science communicators like me are what the MAHA cult think their heroes are. I am an underdog making content in my house by myself to expose the agenda of huge well-funded organizations, but shouting pharma shill is enough for some to never be able to see this obvious fact. As I said, there is a kind of postmodernism to anti-intellectual cults like MAGA and MAHA. Everything is relative. There is no objective reality. They have to sow the seeds of distrust in every institution and every credible source of information so that their victims funnel all of reality through the lens of the cult leader. This is what Trump does. Same with Bobby. Same with the Weinstein brothers. Their followers blindly follow them while shouting argument from authority at anyone who exposes their heroes by referencing the consensus of the global scientific community, citing peer-reviewed research, and deferring to actual experts in any given field, just as I do. But in the upside-down carnival land of these cults, valuing what millions of educated people around the world say over one unqualified jerk on Joe Rogan is somehow a character flaw rather than the way any reasonable person should behave. Continuing with this concept of defending cults, here's another douchebag named Metatron lashing out at me with another Professor Dave is toxic video. Shall we see if this tool has anything new to add?
The two major issues that I have with the presenter of this channel, Professor Dave, are the following. One, the overall aggressive nature of some of his videos. Today, we're going to watch one of these. And two, the overall attitude that he seems to have in the comment section under his videos, particularly towards those people that appear to disagree with him. Now, given to his credit, some of his commentators that he responds to are rude to him. However, I get those too. And I'm not trying to say that I am better than him or anything. I'm just saying I've never seen anyone literally spend who knows what amount of time insulting people and talking down to people in the comment section. And he also does it sometimes unfairly to people that were just pointing out maybe something they didn't like, or perhaps they didn't understand something.
Nope, I absolutely do not insult people who point out that they didn't understand something or asked an innocuous question. You're lying. That's why you removed all context from almost every single comment you showed. All of these people I'm responding to are pathetic trolls whining about a video they didn't watch and spewing vitriol at me about the video because it hurts their feelings that I expose a fraud they fell for on the internet. Every fucking time. All of you crybully snowflakes that make these videos or complain about me on Reddit have yet to show a single solitary example of someone who politely brought up good faith legitimate criticism only for me to reply in this manner. You can't show a single example because you don't have one, because this is not legitimate criticism. This is clickbait and you're trying to make your case appear more credible. But I'll save you the suspense. Metatron makes shitty archaeology content alongside cookie cutter own the libs videos, and he's butthurt that I exposed the godfather of the pseudo-archaeology cult, Graham Hancock, and he's going to whine about the fact that I did that for 40 minutes.
To be clear, Graham is not an archaeologist. He has a bachelor's degree in sociology, which does not even remotely qualify him to challenge well-established archaeological knowledge. He's never been on a dig.
Interesting. What is Professor Dave's academic background, though? Because he has a bachelor in chemistry. I'll double-check, but if that's true, then wouldn't that apply to him as well?
No, dumbass. It doesn't apply to me, because I'm not the one spewing propaganda that contradicts and slanders the entire archaeological community. That someone doesn't have any experience in archaeology is only relevant if that person is mouthing off about how archaeologists are all closed-minded idiots who don't actually do any real science. It doesn't apply if you're someone like me who simply shares well-substantiated introductory information about a field, be it archaeology or any other, which was specifically curated in conjunction with experts in that field who are always credited in the description sections of tutorials they contributed to. Got it?
Personally, I think you can challenge. I challenge oftentimes massive professors, even though they, in theory, are the experts, but they're pushing politics, they're pushing messages, they're twisting the truth, they are doing stuff for stupid reasons. And so at that point, it doesn't matter. Anyone can challenge them.
What are these stupid things, I wonder? What are the politics they are pushing? Let me guess. Pronouns in the Twitter bio or some dumb shit like that?
Academia used to have the complete last say on everything. But now we have the internet and people can do research. And when it's one professor who is a liar, because some professors are great, some professors are liars. When a professor like Simon Elliott lies for political reasons, and who knows for what other reason, notoriety, selling books. When they do that, now you have an army of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that can go unite all together, do research, and then because it's a lie, it's easy to debunk. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, that's why we go with the consensus of the scientific community, genius. I debunk the lies and pseudoscience of tenured professors all the time. James Tour, Avi Loeb, Dennis Noble, and I'm able to do this by referencing a mountain of research performed by the global scientific community that proves them wrong. I'm not the one doing research. I'm referencing research because I'm a science communicator. It's my job to use science to show the public who is lying about science, whether it's a tenured professor or a high school dropout. I don't discriminate one bit. Graham is a fraud who slanders the entire archaeological community on a regular basis. So why are you getting your panties in a twist that I expose and debunk him? Funny, huh?
He's just some guy who sells bullshit for cash, something which is very well demonstrated by his 2019 book, America Before. This is 600 pages of baseless outlandish tales regarding lost civilizations having psychic powers, while claiming the ivory tower academics reject his bold new ideas because they're entrenched in dogma and thus resistant to new paradigms. Why would we listen to archaeologists about archaeology instead of some clueless jerk?
He does sound really mad, though. So even if he is making some points that make sense, I mean, yeah, if, because again, I have to double check, if he in his book said that they have telekinesis and telepathy, then I would be like, oh, I don't know, man, I'm going to need proof of that. So I would agree with Professor Dave, but the way he's saying it sounds so angry that, I don't know, it's putting me off a little bit. Is it just me?
Sorry, how do I sound so angry? I'm just talking, and why shouldn't I be angry about disgusting frauds who polarize the public against the scientific community for profit? And you're pretending I didn't just show you that the book objectively says what I said it does. It's nothing but tone policing, even when there is nothing to tone police. He is fabricating out of nowhere that I am angry, and pretending that should be enough to discredit the objective facts I just provided. It's pathetic.
Then we get to the lesser characters, serving somewhat as the comic relief. Dan Richards is a clown who has been cashing in on the pseudo-archaeology grift as of late.
Man, he's going all in, isn't he? I don't know if I would call him a clown. I think I like him, but maybe I like him just because I haven't watched many videos. Okay, I need to form my opinions and watch the videos of de-dunking. But de-dunking has always been very nice to me. Now, of course, you could tell me, well, what would you mean, Metatron? Someone can just be nice to you and that's all you use as a parameter. But you know, after I've been called a Nazi online, yeah, my bar is pretty low these days.
Yeah, you definitely need to figure out that Dan is a worthless piece of shit troll. Ever since I humiliated him and his relevance has completely evaporated, he's taken to whining about me on a regular basis and leaving the most pathetic cope comments you've ever seen, where he just calls me fat and dumb repeatedly. He's human excrement and one of my favorite punching bags.
He doesn't know the first thing about archaeology and is essentially just echoing the talking points of Hancock and other grifters to try and make a buck.
Ooh.
Where Hancock's grift...
Okay, that's the first... Red word, grifter. First red word, minus 1 point.
It's not minus 1 point to refer to grifters as grifters. It's minus 1 point for you to whine like a toddler about me exposing grifters.
And then when we say here, racism, white supremacists, is it, I'll watch the show. But I'm starting to think, no, when Professor Dave uses racism, he hasn't provided evidence. We need the evidence from the documentary that pushes white supremacy.
Every single defender of Hancock whines about this. They do it to Flint, too, when they cry about how Flint called Graham a white supremacist. He didn't. Nobody did. We all continually point out how Graham references white supremacist sources, such as Ignatius Donnelly, which I brought up just before this clip. So he saw me do that and probably just didn't know who that is, so he doesn't know that he is objectively a white supremacist. Graham references white supremacist sources, which is why he garners support from white supremacists. These are facts. His commentary is meaningless as he does not possess the relevant facts, yet acts smug and judgmental anyway, as though I must be wrong because he doesn't like the way I am presenting information.
It's not controlling the narrative to push back on fraudulent claims, because science is not a narrative. It's an empirical process.
I wish, Professor Dave, I really wish. I agree that that's what science should be. And if by science we go a little even into the older sectors, history, linguistics, language, the older sectors, then I'm going to say that's what it should be, but it really isn't. People flash their degrees, but then they push nonsense.
The science illiterate non-scientist is giving a lecture about what science should be. It will never not be pathetic when these morons do this. He couldn't science his way out of a paper bag, but all the scientists are flashing degrees and pushing nonsense because he says so. Got it.
The debate is 4.5 hours long, so We're not going to go through every last moment. But given that this is the centerpiece of this fiasco, we do need to spend a good amount of time here. So let's dive in.
Okay, I need to stop it here because I always get... So I used to get claimed by Rogan. Maybe I wouldn't get claimed now because I told you I think he did whitelist me.
And that's where he bows out, claiming something about copyright, which is total bullshit, since my video that shows huge portions of multiple Rogan episodes is fully monetized. He stops the video at 11 minutes 20 seconds out of a 2-hour video, which means he only covers me setting up the relevant context for the video and then stops. All he did was whine and nitpick about totally irrelevant bullshit, and he stopped before the hour plus of me proving that Graham is a fraud. Pretty fucking convenient, isn't it?
But up to this point, it's not enough to form a complete opinion on the guy, okay? And particularly on the quality of the information he presents. I'll watch more videos. I might make a dedicated video later.
Not enough to form a complete opinion? That's funny because you titled this video, Professor Dave is Toxic. So you don't have a complete opinion, but it's complete enough to make this bullshit clickbait title, right, asshole?
But for what I can see up to this point, he seems really angry and he has lost some credibility because unfortunately it appears to be one of those people that will use racist, white supremacist, and also this idea that if you have credentials, you're not supposed to be challenged or that people should not be allowed to make their own mind or be exposed to both sides of the coin. No, that's very dangerous.
You're whining about me calling out racism and white supremacy. Jimmy Corsetti is racist. He spews genuinely anti-Semitic rhetoric frequently, and so do his racist followers. Graham references white supremacist sources, which brings him support from white supremacists. And nowhere did I ever say that people with credentials shouldn't be challenged, given the fact that I regularly debunk the shit out of lying frauds who are more credentialed than I am. And people are constantly exposed to both sides of the coin, given all the frauds pushing pseudoscience all over the internet that I debunk. It seems like you're upset that I'm defending the factual side of the coin. Epic fail, Metatron. You have nothing but sensationalist clickbait. But in general, this conservative cry-bully attitude of getting upset when bigotry is called out is beyond pathetic.
I absolutely despise the word bigot now, because they use it on everyone. It's so annoying. When I hear someone say, bigots, bigots, I'm like, okay, never mind. Someone else. Move along.
You disregard absolutely everybody who uses the word bigot, so anyone can be a piece of shit bigot, and if someone calls them out for it, they're to be disregarded. What a solid position you have going there. This is precisely the kind of gaslighting I'm talking about. This has the same energy as when we used to refer to a woman as hysterical when she would report the sexual and physical abuse she was suffering. Pay no attention, she's in hysterics, so they just medicate her and keep systematically systematically beating and raping her. Similarly, Trump can do any vile, illegal, unconstitutional thing, and if anyone calls it out, his loser cult members just shout, "The Trump derangement syndrome." This is the same energy, whining about people using the word bigot to refer to very obvious bigots. The tone police strikes again. Criminals can commit any crime they want as long as they have a cult following behind them. And if anyone so much as points at the crime, the alarm goes off. How dare you? Shame and silence them. Throw the protesters in jail and deport or murder them. The side that whines endlessly about cancel culture are the only ones truly guilty of this behavior. To continue along with the MAGA thread, it's the perfect way to demonstrate how bad reality denial has gotten. ICE is nothing more than MAGA psychopaths trained by the Israeli military, arbitrarily being given the authority to harass people, and they recently murdered two people in Minnesota, Renee Good and Alex Preddy. There is video from multiple angles of these incidents. Renee was being given conflicting orders, she tried to leave, and an ICE agent shot her in the head multiple times. He was in zero danger. She was not trying to run him over, and she was barely moving when she got shot. The shooter was not in front of the vehicle at all, he was to its side when he shot her. He opened fire on her in cold blood. Alex was trying to help a woman that ICE agents pepper sprayed. They slammed him onto the ground and opened fire on him as he was in the fetal position. Neither posed any threat. Neither were doing anything illegal. They were executed by Trump's Gestapo as he tried to manufacture civil unrest in blue states so as to provoke a civil war that would give him an excuse to cancel midterm elections. Trump can't have his Gestapo held accountable for the pieces of shit that they are, so he just lies and says they were defending themselves. The MAGA cult repeats it because they're brainless lemmings. Again, anyone can see this footage and verify for themselves, with their own eyes, that these two people were murdered. This is not up for discussion. To deny this is like Terrence Howard denying that 1 times 1 equals 1, or like flat earthers denying that gravity exists, and yet they do it anyway. Because we are in the post-truth era. Present whatever narrative you like, repeat it incessantly, and the mob chants it loudly until it is accepted as fact. January 6th rioters who broke into Congress and attempted an insurrection to install Trump as a dictator? Patriots. People peacefully protesting domestic terrorism from ICE, who incidentally are comprised largely of those January 6th rioters? Dangerous agitators who must be neutralized. And once again, ICE is trained by the IOF. What ICE is doing in these blue states, terrorizing civilians, abducting and murdering people, this is straight out of Israel's playbook. Because once the American public demonstrated that it would support this behavior towards Palestinians through its own tax dollars and watch silently as countless innocent people are brutally murdered, it's only a matter of time before those same forces do it to Americans on American soil too. All they have to do is train the MAGA cult to repeat the lie that this activity is justified and necessary. It's okay for Israel to bomb children. It's okay for ICE to abduct absolutely anyone for any reason, whether they are undocumented or natural-born citizens, because Trump says so. It's okay for them to murder protesters because they are protecting themselves. This is not injustice. It is justice. Up is down. Down is up. Trump is always right, so every crime he commits is not a crime at all. Well, who will ICE protect themselves from next? From you? They've already murdered white people, so pretending that only minorities are at risk is out the window. How long before the MAGA cult themselves become the targets? This is why I am so hated by these cults, be it MAGA, MAHA, pseudo-archaeology, creationists, any of them. Their typical gaslighting tactics do not work on me. When they try to change the narrative in my comment section, it doesn't stick, because I get in the trenches and mirror their behavior back onto them to make it blatantly obvious that they have nothing to say. Zero ability to counter any fact I presented in a video they didn't watch. I ruin the facade, and my channel is big enough for this activity to be a problem for many of them. I can significantly alter public opinion regarding the lies and propaganda that is being peddled by well-funded organizations and individuals, such as Discovery Institute, and Eric Weinstein, and Avi Loeb. My content has significantly diminished their ability to be perceived as a credible source of information, given that I make videos thoroughly exposing and eviscerating them that get millions of views. What do all of them do in response? Whine about how mean I am, and also accuse me of anti-Semitism, since all of them are worthless genociding supporting Zionists. The DI is funded by Christian nationalists who are obviously Zionists. They even whined about me exposing Avi Loeb and specifically complained about me focusing on what a worthless Zionist he is. Eric Weinstein, the pointless Peter Thiel puppet, is constantly spewing Zionist propaganda because the oligarchy and the Zionist lobby is one and the same. Their attacks on me are so petty, so transparently desperate, and it's all they have. Same with their troll armies. Their tactics are limited. They can pearl clutch, they can whine about credentials, or just act like toxic trolls. I mirror their toxicity back to them, use their own rhetoric against them, and they completely unravel. They have nothing substantive to say, so when even their pathetic tactics backfire, they just implode. My channel is one of the only places you can observe this behavior because practically zero content creators do this. They don't get in the trenches. They don't shine a spotlight on the infantry of the post-truth army. I do so that you can all see precisely what we are dealing with. Here's a few more examples in case you need to be reminded. Here's a worthless troll defending Avi Loeb. Avi is the best. He's so awesome. You look stupid to people who have followed Avi's lies. You're a stupid grifter, unlike Avi, the actual grifter who lies about science to make money on the internet. Get a life. You use AI. Putting down others for clicks is bad, except for when Avi puts down the entire scientific community for clicks. That's awesome. My reply will not surprise you at this point. Not having expected me to reply, he comes back a little softer, but still saying nothing. I care about the subject. I hate misinformation. Except Avi's bullshit misinformation. I love that. You suck, you stupid jerk. I remind him that he's a pointless troll who didn't watch a single second of the video where I expose Avi as a lying fraud. Avi is the super most best awesomest scientist ever and he cares about kids and the public. One more reminder that he's a pathetic troll who didn't watch the video and we're done. Here's Chuck whining about my Jimmy Corsetti video. Gross sewage video. It was like listening to the KKK or Jew haters. Ironic, since Jimmy literally hates Jews. So he's calling me anti-Semitic for exposing Jimmy's anti-Semitism. You can't get more hypocritical than that. The loser troll comes back pretending to have a good BS filter while demonstrating he exclusively falls for BS from frauds like Jimmy. And then the usual pageantry. You're so angry. You need therapy. Always the same. I reflect the tactic right back onto him and then ask for anything I got wrong in the video he didn't watch. I also remind him that he absolutely will not answer my question. He proceeds to reply again, not answering my question. Science is never settled, and also Dave might not be wrong, but Jimmy is trying to understand the truth by being a clueless lying fraud. One more truth bomb from me, and the troll is done. Dougie Doo is upset about my video where a bunch of physicists talk about what a fraud Sabina Hossenfelder is. Professor Lame exposes himself. Wow, sick burn, bro. Too afraid to press play? He outright admits he didn't watch the video. Why are you so mad, bro? You're angry. Everyone who exposes my fraud hero is angry. You earn money, so you're wrong. I point out his pathetic deflection and drag him back to being a loser troll who didn't watch the video. He refuses to watch it and continues to whine about some opening statement but won't say why. If you won't watch the video, what the fuck are you complaining about? Then the real firepower. The troll says, I must abuse women and children. That's right. Sabina is just a hard-working woman trying to make her way in a man's world. It's physically impossible for any woman to be a grifting fraud peddling anti-science propaganda for cash, and shame on me for suggesting otherwise. You're crazy. Stay away from children. Can you believe this piece of shit? I mocked the crap out of him. He comes back claiming that I have a history of violence. He looked it up. I don't, and he didn't. He's just a worthless, slanderous troll, and I remind him of that. You're so angry. I hope you don't have custody of your kids. You're a psycho, says the psycho, accusing me of violence that never happened. Like a goddamn Aikido master, I put it all right back on him. He's angry, he's triggered, he's pathetic. The subject is your anger. I googled you and found other trolls who also hate you, so you must be a bad person. You want to get your educational content into classrooms, where it already has been for a decade. You're dangerous and psychotic. I remind him of the real subject, Sabina, which he refuses to touch since he can't defend her from the facts in this video he's too afraid to watch that expose her. Then I remind him that he's a gaslighting maniac and probably violent himself, and that's the end. Next up, Tom is big mad that Sean and I humiliated his hero Eric Weinstein, so he spews some hot gibberish. What? Crash out! Incel! Everyone laughs at your crash out! Every accusation is a confession with these types, so I throw incel back at the pointless incel and remind him that he's too scared to watch the video. More crash out! Back to obscurity with your 4 million subscribers! You can't get women! More Aikido from me, right back onto the loser incel. Then he desperately pivots to me humiliating James Tour. You flail in debates and crash out all the time! I mock him for defending two frauds I have humiliated. The troll asserts that I have no kids, as though people without kids must be virgins. I report to him that I do have kids, and my wife is way out of his league, since she definitely is. He feigns incredulity. I mock him for it, since that's pathetic. He gets even more desperate. Okay, fine, you have a wife, but she doesn't have sex with you, and your kids are somewhere else, and you're still an incel, and you lose debates. More Aikido from me. He pretends my debates are just me berating people, which means he has never watched a single one of my debates. I remind him that he has no specifics, and he seemingly agrees, since that's the end. How about Andre? He's big mad about my Dennis Noble video. Unscientific, nothing but logical fallacies. Sad. I remind him that he's a pointless troll who didn't watch the video and is listing random logical fallacies as though that's an argument, just like flat earthers do. You overreacted. You are proving my non-existent point. I criticized your argument by not at all providing a single concrete criticism. You love dogma. I drag him back to reality and remind him that he has said literally nothing. You don't know how to argue. I won't waste my time educating you. One more reminder that he's a worthless troll who didn't watch the video and can't refute a single thing I said, and he's gone. Tail tucked and out the door. How about Magic Mind Trick? He's furious about how I humiliated James Tour. We need Carl Sagan, not Dave. What would Sagan disapprove of exactly? Ad hominems, no humility, toxic, cringe. Carl is rolling in his grave. I remind him he has no idea what ad hominem means and that Carl would have zero tolerance for lying, shrieking preachers like James. Beginning his desperate backpedal, he says he's mostly on my side, but that I should do drugs to rein in my huge ego. I inform him that I've done way more psychedelics than he has and that he's the egomaniac throwing a tantrum about a video he didn't watch. I'm not a troll. Take LSD and then you won't be such an awful jerk who reminds me what a pointless troll I am. I remind him what a pointless troll he is, and that he only does hallucinogens to convince himself that he's as amazing as his ego tells him he is when under the influence of hallucinogens. No self-awareness! Cults! Maybe you do too many drugs? I call him out for the endless deflection and the hypocrisy of shifting from telling me I need to do drugs to shaming me for doing too many drugs. He will never gain an inch of ground here. I'm laughing. I'm not crying. You're crying. I don't know what ad hominem means. You keep proving my non-existent point. Trolls love to say this, by the way. You're deranged. Typical. I do my Aikido on him. Someone chimes in for a dunk. What about Dave's pathology? I'm a wise sage. One last dunk from me, and he's done. Okay, not that we needed this many examples. It's just really fascinating to observe. But so much of what I'm trying to say should be absolutely clear given this context. Apart from what I told you about exploiting trolls for my benefit, hopefully some of you can even see the utility in mirroring the toxicity of trolls right back to them. The more that their tactics simply do not land, the angrier they get. They cry and project until they're about to explode. What happens in the mind of such a troll after this kind of forced existential crisis? Can it catalyze some kind of change? Not in all, but in some. And this change is absolutely crucial. These people, the reality deniers, the MAGA cultists, these are the types of people that allowed the Nazi Party to rise to power. Dave, you are exaggerating. You have TDS. Wah! Nope, not one bit. Take a look at these young kids proudly waving Nazi flags. Are they all pro-genocide? Not if you were to interrogate them one at a time. But when you capture the masses with mob mentality, you can get them to acquiesce with atrocities. That's MAGA. These are just kids, but plenty of adults never evolve past the mental maturity of children. Those are the people who will become ensnared by populist demagogues like Hitler and like Trump. And that's how public support for atrocities can manifest. Supporters of Israel today have all the documentation they could ever ask for regarding the heinous crimes against humanity that Israel enacts. Some will never bring themselves to look at the images and footage, which I can't show because I get demonetized every time I do. But some have the intellectual integrity to seek out these images of the destruction, the death, the inhumanity, and allow it to penetrate them beyond the depths of the mob mentality, so they break free and renounce the Zionism that was forcibly implanted in them. Others will never have the courage to do this and will go on supporting genocide. The mentality is similar for all the science denial I debunk. Pierre Corey, Andrew Wakefield, countless other figures in the medical misinformation sphere, these figures have killed people as well. And just as Zionists have their shaming tactics, the same goes for this cult. It's gaslighting and pearl clutching all day long. An insistence that calling them names, which is simply accurately exposing them as frauds, is somehow worse than physically harming people. This is a global societal trend, an endless assembly line of worthless charlatans manufacturing their own reality, brainwashing as many people as possible to accept this alternate reality, and then oppressing the rest of us with it, expecting that we engage in their delusions and denial of what's really happening. Trolls will watch none of a video, insist it's full of lies, despite being incapable of pointing out a single lie no matter how many times they are asked, and yet still acting like they know what's happening. This is systematic. This is institutionalized. When people say vaccines cause autism, or climate change isn't happening, or physics is in crisis, or big archaeology is lying about ancient civilizations, or intelligent design advocates are persecuted, this has precisely the same energy as ICE agent shot a woman in self-defense, or Biden stole the 2020 election, or SARS coronavirus 2 was manufactured in a Chinese lab. This wholesale reality denial is the mind virus that has infected society in the post truth era, and it will be our undoing if we don't slap it out of everyone. Insisting that vaccines are bad leads to children dying. Insisting that Biden stole the election leads to insurrection and the attempted installation of a dictator. Being complacent about this shit for far too long has carried us to the brink of collapse. Academics have brought wet salamis to a gunfight for decades now, and this has only emboldened the frauds, who weaponize the civility of the other side and continue to act like even bigger bullies. They are used to the fact that nobody educated will do a fucking thing about it. Well, that era is over. It's time to bully the bullies. It's time to smack them around, pull their pants down on the playground, and call everyone over to point and laugh. They should be shamed and humiliated until they shut the fuck up and go away forever. Bullies should be afraid to bully people because of what a bigger, stronger person will do to them. Similarly, toxic frauds should be afraid to grift on the internet for fear of the backlash they receive. ICE agents should live in constant fear of vigilante justice due to the crimes they commit. The havoc these assholes have wreaked upon society should be given back to them tenfold. And anyone who whines about those with the courage to dish out this justice, calling us toxic or whatever other bullshit they can conjure, can go fuck themselves. In the end, this is the main point. When you make it your life's work to expose disgusting, toxic, propaganda-peddling frauds, and successfully at that, their only tactic is to project that toxicity onto you. A journalist asks Trump a tough question that exposes his hypocrisy and dishonesty. What does he do? Apologize? Of course not. He gets mad, shouts, "Quiet, piggy," says it's a nasty, rude question, calls them a bad journalist, and plays the victim. When I repeatedly expose Eric Weinstein as a worthless fraud peddling propaganda at the behest of oligarch Peter Thiel, what does he do? Acknowledge that he's a fraud? Of course not. He plays the victim too. He says, "I'm the perfect example of someone who is determined to be awful."
If somebody is just determined to be horrible,
yeah,
I don't mind commenting. That person seems to want to be horrible. Dave Farina, perfect example.
Of course, regularly promoting genocide and slandering literally the entire scientific community isn't awful troll behavior, right, Eric? I expose the shit out of Peter McCullough, Nick Hulscher, John Catanzaro, and associated frauds. What do they do? Admit that they publish dog shit manuscripts full of lies that polarize the public against legitimate sources of medical information in order to make a profit? Of course not. They send me an email threatening to sue me for defamation if I don't take the video down. You won't be surprised that there was zero follow-through on this bluff, because they know that everything I said is true, and they would be humiliated if they tried to pursue legal action. Protesters who are slaughtered by ICE domestic terrorists are themselves domestic terrorists because the Trump administration says so. Victims of Zionist terrorism are themselves terrorists because Israel says so. The powers that be are trying to gaslight the entire fucking world, turn absolutely everything upside down, commit heinous acts on a daily basis, and when anyone fights back, they accuse them of doing what they themselves are doing. And the same people who support this distortion are the same same ones whining about big archaeology and praising Graham Hancock, or whining about closed-minded physicists and worshipping Avi Loeb or Eric Weinstein or Sabina Hassenfelder. They're the same idiots who regurgitate the propaganda campaign that is the lab leak theory, who repeat lies about vaccines, who shout universities bad, communism bad, socialized medicine bad. It is all connected. These are the pawns that have been played like a fiddle by the oligarchy to vote against their own best interests and make themselves vulnerable to further subjugation. This is how the social fabric unravels. This is how dictators come to power. Because if nobody has the courage to speak the truth, the alternate reality becomes the truth. Moneyed lies that benefit the few become the truth only when the masses stop voicing the actual truth. This is why protesting is so powerful, and it's also why protesters are regularly targeted and killed. And now with AI and deepfakes and all the rest, the goal will soon be fully realized, to make sure that nobody has any idea what's actually happening. Complete epistemological breakdown. Fake footage of absolutely anything will be believed, and real footage can be labeled fake with zero basis, which means the best funded propaganda will prevail. Money will decide which set of facts become the truth, upon which governing bodies get to act and legislate. And if those bodies serve the oligarchy as they currently do, that means more wealth inequality, more human rights violations, leaping and bounding towards complete dystopia every day. This is the real fight. This is the real world war. There will be no more battles with armed infantry crossing enemy lines. This is what warfare is now. Whoever can convince the world to accept lies as facts can control the behavior of the masses. Frame dissidents for any crime and jail them. Fabricate a threat to populate the streets with a militarized police force and keep themselves rich and powerful. The antidote is an educated, vigilant, highly politically active populace, coordinated mass boycotts, protests with millions of people, in short, a revolution. So anyone who wants to call me toxic for exposing pieces of shit who lie to the public and polarize them against legitimate sources of information, those who want to pretend I'm some kind of problematic heathen for pushing back on those who attempt to brainwash the masses, they can go fuck themselves. I can't be intimidated, and I will not stop. I'm only going to go even harder. I won't sit idly by as propaganda peddlers manifest their own alternate reality and try to sell it to everyone else. The victims of terrorism are themselves terrorists. Scientists who expose corruption are themselves corrupt. Those who expose toxic charlatans are themselves toxic. It's all the same energy. It's all the same thing. We will not be gaslit. I will be a fucking sledgehammer of truth, demolishing the edifice of lies that is being built to subjugate humanity. And there is a line behind me for those who wish to do the same. Scientists, students, get in the trenches. Get active on social media. Participate in debates. Protest. Boycott. Scream at the top of your lungs. Nobody is above this because this is all there is. The war is being fought here, in the media, on the internet, in the sphere of public perception, in a tug of war that currently has 100 times more people on the side dragging us into a pit of reality denial. When we publicly ruin their vessels of disinformation, like what Dan Wilson and I did to Steve Kirsch and Pierre Corey, or like what Flint Dibble did to Graham Hancock, or what Sean Carroll did to Eric Weinstein, these are victories. Expose. Mock, humiliate, drag through the mud, leave them no quarter. And when they vomit up their only defense, the gaslighting, the victim complex, and the pearl clutching, we mock and expose them for that too. Because those who seek to distort reality for personal gain, be it an individual charlatan or a politically charged, well-funded institution, this is the enemy. And every time such vessels are neutralized, it takes time for new ones to present and gain momentum. The very few have the money and the brute force. But we are many. We are fierce, and we are loud. We can put cracks in this edifice by sonic boom, expose its weaknesses, and then chew through the rest like rats, watch it crumble to the ground, and piss on the remains. We will not get the utopia we deserve by asking nicely. We will get it by destroying those who seek to keep it from us. With that, I think that's more than enough of this. Anyone who wants to whine about how this video was too political can suck my balls. For those of you who understand the urgency of the current situation, channel your rage into something constructive. Get in the trenches and fight with me. Do literally anything to be on the right side of this war. Because believe me, we are just getting started. Until next time.